If you've been following what's been going on during this time, you've seen many acts of heroism that have happened. We know the acts of heroism of our frontline workers working in the hospitals, serving others. We know that apparently Mark Giordano is buying groceries for Calgary families. But I think an act that really caught my attention was an act of this man, his name is Christian Chenet in France. And what's amazing about his life is that he is a doctor, but he's 99 years old, and he's still ministering to people. When he was 94, there was a shortage of doctors in the suburb areas, and so he decided that even at that tender age, he decided to help other people. And now at the age of 99, being part of the most vulnerable population, he is still helping others. He's visiting these elderly missionaries, taking care of them, and he's doing virtual appointments with people online. And so he's not putting himself in the places of highest risk, but he's still looking out, watching out for other people. What I think is fascinating about this example is that it highlights the main point, I think, of our gospel today. And the main point is this, is that we are meant to live our lives as a gift. In the gospel, we hear that Jesus is speaking to his apostles and he says to them, "Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." And what Jesus is doing is that he's speaking in the context of the Last Supper. He has just washed the feet of his disciples. And so he's saying, the messenger is not greater than the one who sent them, right? Servants aren't greater than the master. So if I, your master, have washed your feet, you too are called to wash the feet of your brothers and sisters. But Jesus is saying more than just that literal meaning, right? He is saying, literally wash the feet of others. And that's what we do on Holy Thursday. We literally wash the feet. The priest takes off his outer robe and he washes the feet of the people. But Jesus also is meaning that washing the feet is the metaphorical symbol of being kind to other people, doing charitable works to other people. That's the other meaning of washing the feet. But he's talking about something even greater, even deeper. Jesus is revealing to us our identity. And he's pointing forward to the cross, where we will find our deepest identity. You know, if we want to know the identity or purpose of something, we turn to its creator, right? If I wanted to know the purpose of the iPhone, I go to Steve Jobs, right? If I want to know the purpose of Facebook, I go to Mark Zuckerberg. If I want to know the purpose of ketchup chips, you can come to me, and I will unveil the mysteries of ketchup chips to you. And so if we want to know the mystery of who we are, then we turn to our creator, to our maker. But more specifically, we turn to the cross. If we want to know our deepest identity, we turn to the cross, because Jesus not only dies for us so that he may cancel out our sins and rise again from the dead, but on the cross, Jesus reveals who we are, what our purpose and our meaning in life is. And as we know, on the cross, Jesus gave us that meaning at the Last Supper. And he says, "This is my body given for you." And so Jesus reveals to us the deepest meaning of our identity is that we are called to be a gift. And so St. John Paul II will write that if we want to discover the meaning and purpose of our life, we will discover it insofar as we discover that our life is meant to be a gift. Or he'll say, in other words, the authentic purpose of our life is to be a gift and make a gift of ourselves to others. And that sounds simple, but it's not easy, because the wounds of original sin Instead of making us live as a gift, we tend to want to live with greed and live for ourselves. And that's why we must take up the cross, so that we may live as a gift for others. There's an amazing story of a young man. His name is Carlo Acutis, and he's an Italian boy. He was born in London, but he eventually moved back to Italy. And he was your regular kid. He loved films. You can see pictures of him with holding his dogs. He watched Pokemon, and he played the PlayStation. But what was remarkable about his life, as with many saints, is that he had a profound experience with the Eucharist. At the age of 8, when he received the Eucharist for the first time, it changed his life. He had this deep encounter with our Lord that he would never miss Mass again, weekly or daily. He went to daily Mass. His parents weren't really into the faith. And so you would see this 8-year-old boy walking through the streets alone just to go to Mass. But this deep love for the Eucharist inspired him to love his friends. He had a deep concern for his friends. He always knew the struggles that they were going through. Some of them were going through, their parents were going through divorces, and so he'd assist them, help them, and comfort them. But his love increased and grew when he realized, when he was doing catechism and helping at the classes, and he realized how many people did not go to Mass. He realized how many people did not know the gift of the Eucharist. And so at the age of 9, what he did was he learned computer programming. And he was reading university textbooks. And so professors were amazed by his knowledge. He was actually one of, like, a child prodigy. But what he did was he didn't use his gift for himself, for greed, but he used that gift to make a gift of himself. And what he did was he designed a website documenting about 136 Eucharistic miracles online so that others may know the beauty of the Eucharist. Unfortunately, by the age of 15, he contracted leukemia. And in that moment of potential despair, when others would look upon him, he had this face of hope and of love. And when people would say, "You must be suffering so much," he would say, "Not me, but God." He would always have his eyes turned outwards to God and to others. And eventually he passed away. But in this past year, Pope Francis actually declared him Blessed Carlo Acutis. And he's one miracle away from becoming a full saint. And he's one of the only saints that I know who's watched Pokemon. And so in the moments of great crisis, there are great heroes, and we see them as heroes because they live their lives as a gift for others. And the heroes in the Catholic Church are the saints. And so I invite you today to consider, how am I living my life as a gift? That even in the midst of these challenging times, our identity is still there. We are still called to make a gift of ourselves. And so, are we living for others? Are we living for ourselves? Are we living with greed? Or are we living as a gift?